Hello, it's Colin Foley. It's Sunday, November 18th, and today we're going to be talking about a treatment where I performed in design. Why did I select that? What was my intended outcome? How did you assess its effectiveness? How will that experience influence your future clinical decision-making? So I just had a football player about 2 or 3 weeks ago come in, describing of just broad knee pain. Once I went through the eval, I determined it was patellar tendonitis. So, therefore, I had to determine how did I want to go about this. Overall, the athlete was very tight. It was pretty bad. His quads were rock solid, and his hip flexors would not let go. So I realized that, this athlete may not be able to be that much, looser. So how are we going to modify this, his motion? How are we going to modify the way he moves? How are we going to modify, the way he just thinks about doing his sport? So I decided that we were going to go through a program in which it refocused his biomechanics so that he did not necessarily make that knee go over his toes. He was square. He bent at and absorbed at the hip rather than the knee. And of course we worked on range of motion, flexibility, appropriate strengthening of certain ranges that in which he was lacking. And the athlete responded a lot better than I thought he would at first. The athlete was super excited. He, after that first practice, he just said, I feel better. I feel more aware, and therefore I don't have as much pain. I was like, well, let's keep going with this. So we basically continued this program for 2 or 3 more weeks and increased load as tolerated. And the athlete responded even better. By then, he would tackle his rehab on his own and then come in, say, hey, this is great. Anything else I could do? Like, yeah, let me look at a couple things first just to make sure you're doing things right. And we can progress you. We can make things a little more challenging so that this does not happen again, so that we avoid this in the future, and so that you play 100% without ever having to think about this again, and rehab will just totally knock that out. And athlete responded great, and I was super happy as a student just being able to have that relationship, because I've had a couple classes with this individual, and he trusted me with this process, and he ultimately benefited from it. So I was super happy for him and just for us as an overall treatment. So definitely I would say in the future I would, this is going to help me as using those relationships to use a basis or a foundation in which you have some respect or some knowledge of the individual or of specifically of the injury or whatever you're doing. It just makes things a lot easier. So, that's all I have to say.